When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Welcome, one and all. Thank you very much. Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. You know, folks, we made a bunch of jokes for the 4 years the previous billionaire president ruled with malicious intent and exploited our democracy to pay for the gold plating on his toilets. And that was fun. But I gotta say, I feel much safer in the hands of this president, who's just a regular old Joe Sixgaff. But that said, gaffes are piling up. For instance, last night we learned that Biden aides have found a second batch of classified documents at a new location. No! Say it ain't so, Joe. What are you doing? I know you're retirement age. Are you starting a collection? They're classified documents, not spoons from the Delaware Train Museum. Find another fun thing. Find another youthful indiscretion tomorrow. Tomorrow. Defenders of the president are saying this was an honest mistake, and his team has been cooperative, plus lawyers say it happens all the time. Good to know. Counterpoint, maybe it shouldn't. Maybe. Come on. And I don't know if we have the technology. Maybe when you check out a document, there's some kind of card that gets stamped. And then if you don't return the document on time, there's an overdue document fee that you have to pay, or you're not allowed to check out the next exciting volume of Nancy Drew and the Status of Iran's Nuclear Program. After... Thank you. Thank you. I'm just saying. After the first classified documents were found last November, Biden's team started a thorough sweep, and this time they uncovered a second batch in a storage area in Biden's garage. Kudos to his team for being able to find anything in an old man's garage. Whew! Okay, okay. All right, we're done with the box labeled takeout menus 1985 to 1987. Let's take a break and start on those baby food jars full of screws. This morning, little Gerber jars full of tacks. This morning, the president responded to accusations that he just left these documents sitting around next to his Corvette.
Let me, I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage, okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
Come on. You think I'd leave? Come on, guys. I just want you to know, listen, for the record, it's in a locked garage. You think I might leave my sweet cherry vet on the main drag where some street thugs could scuff it with their switchblades? No siree. Keep that baby locked up tight in my garage. Sunday afternoons, I go in there and buff it with a handful of missile maps. This continuing game of whack-a-doc has caught the attention of Attorney General and Keebler Elf, who invested his cookies into a high-yield savings account. Merrick Garland. You may remember last year, Garland assigned a special prosecutor to look into the former president's Mar-a-Lago document stash, among other things. Well, today, he announced the sequel.
I'm here today to announce the appointment of Robert Herr as a special counsel pursuant to Department of Justice regulations governing such matters.
Well, I guess he had to. But this feels like flossing. I know it's the right thing to do, but it's making me spit blood. Specifically, we're talking about former Maryland U.S. Attorney Robert Herr, who was appointed by the previous president, which explains the T-shirt he wore at the swearing-in ceremony. you might know. It's been very big of him. Very big of him. You know who might also be getting a special counsel soon? Newly elected Congressman George Santos. Seen here talking to his dad, Bruce Springsteen. Wow, I didn't know. I didn't know. Bruce must be so proud. Yesterday, the New York Times got a copy of the resume Santos gave to the Nassau County Republican Party after they sent him a standard vetting questionnaire. Yes, they asked him the standard questions for any prospective GOP candidate, like, what is your work experience? Where did you go to school? And which Lady M&M turns you on the most? Answer? Almond, obviously. The resume was full of lies, but one job we know he had for sure was con man, because Santos received payments from a company out there called Harbor City Capital that the SEC accused of running a $17 million pyramid scheme. But Santos insists it was not a scam and that he is, in fact, a pyramid. Santos.
Just keeps coming.
Really?
Just keeps coming.
Applause.
Just keeps coming.
Applause for that joke. See the minute by minutes on that one. Santos is such a liar that yesterday the Long Island GOP themselves held a press conference demanding that he resign forthwith. But this morning, Santos says he's not backing down.
I will not resign. I will be continuing to hold my office elected by the people.
And how do you feel like you're able to serve your people?
Okay. It looks like he tripped there. But according to Santos, he didn't. He was just kicking in the winning goal at the World Cup. So, So Santos says he's staying put, though as reporters continued to hound him around the Capitol, he seemed to leave an out.
Will you resign if the voters call for
142 people asked for me to resign, I'll resign.
I'm guessing when that door closed, he pressed all the buttons and prayed for the cable to snap. Because that's a weird answer, and that's a weirdly specific number. If 142 people asked him to resign, he would do it. For the record, the Ed Sullivan holds about 450 people. I guess at least 142 of them would make a better congressman than George Santos. Later, when asked about that weirdly specific amount, Santos told a reporter he meant to say 142,000 voters who voted for me, claiming the elevator cut that part off. No, it didn't. He knows about cameras, right? Let's watch it again.
142 people asked for me to resign, I'll resign.
The number 142 is in the middle of that sentence. If we are to believe George Santos, and I don't recommend it, what he was going to say was, if 142 people ask me to resign, I'll resign 1,000. We've got an update on what caused yesterday's massive FAA glitch that grounded nearly every flight in the United States. Don't worry, the reason is very dumb, because the system crashed when an engineer accidentally replaced one file with another. Oh my God! If that's all it takes to ground every flight in America, the computer system is way too simple. For Pete's sake, even my toaster has a bagel button. Sneak peek, a little more. Now, once the system went down, the backup kicked in, but the data was corrupted and wasn't considered reliable. That's why you gotta have backups for your backups. Same rule I use when packing underwear for a vacation. 3 nights, 145 pairs. 145 pairs, 1 shirt. Oh, there's salacious news from across the pond. You'll recall that during the big COVID lockdown, the former Boris Johnson and his staff threw parties at number 10 Downing Street, which is the White House in Metric. Well, the British press has just learned that Johnson's aides had sex at a number 10 lockdown party. Yes, they had sex. Or as it's known in England, bangers and mash. But bubble and squeak. But rest assured, they followed COVID protocols. They were singing happy birthday the whole time. In one case, witnesses at a party say they saw a couple feeling each other up in the kitchen, making it the first time something good happened in a British kitchen. After that, I'm sorry, Jamie Oliver. I'm sorry, Gordon Ramsay. After that, the pair were spotted retiring to a dark room from which they later emerged flustered. Now, flustered may not seem like the sexiest word, but it is the first step in any British erotic journey. It goes flustered, chuffed, spit spot, and Colin Firth. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Danai Gurira.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Folks, my first guest tonight is an actress and playwright you know from The Walking Dead, Black Panther, and Avengers Infinity War. She now stars in Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Get out of my door. Get out. Hey, I'm warning you, do not take another step toward me.
See how they teach the children to treat their guests. I like it.
Hey. Put it down. Put it. You hurt yourself. Come on.
It's all right, princess. Small girl. I am going to give you two options. You can come to Wakanda, conscious or unconscious.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Danai Gurira.
Awesome to see you again.
So Wakanda Forever came out in November, and there was a lot of worry that there wouldn't be another. There'd be some question of how you would deal with, as a production, as a story, with Chadwick Boseman's death. And I'm not the first to say that it's a very tender, very thoughtful, really moving way that his death is dealt with through the death of the character. And I'm curious how you feel about the movie that meant so much to so many people and has been such a commercial and critical success at this point.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I'm really thankful, actually, just for the fact that we came back really having to go through a grieving process ourselves. We hadn't done that together. We hadn't been around each other. It was during COVID. And it was very much a time where the whole purpose of this film was to honor him. And to honor his legacy and his and all the work that he poured into creating it with Ryan and bringing Ryan on, and so it was really about his legacy being respected and honored, and so to put it out in the world and pour everything we had into it that way, and then to receive the response it's had, which I've seen across the globe, really. I was just in Zimbabwe and hearing people talk about it there as well, just the story about him specifically. That means everything. That was the entire reason we did it.
Well, Okoye, your character is... She's a big part of this film. And I think, without giving anything away to people, the moments of her accusations, realizations of personal failure are some of the most moving parts of the movie for me. Mm. What have been some of the reactions you've gotten from people out in the world to Okoye's story in this?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really amazing, actually, because the thing that I didn't expect was the women who come to me, black women who come to me and talk about the aspect of how we are often in a strong black woman trope of sorts, like strong black woman, she's strong. And Okoye is kind of, you know, a very palpable representation of that. But to actually see her fail, a lot of women came to me and talked about how they appreciated seeing that her vulnerability and showing that we don't and we shouldn't have to carry the world on our shoulders. And how do we process our own grief? Do we ever get to? And so the idea of her actually going through this failing, and trust me, when I first heard the script, I was like, when Ryan sat me down and told me what happens and that I'm fired and all the rest, I was like, whoa. Let's discuss this, you know? But then I realized how powerful it would be to actually allow a character like her to go through failing and complications that cause her to not be able to just stand strong and hold everything together. She has to go through her brokenness, too.
Well, Okoye is definitely not fired because there are rumors out there of a Black Panther spinoff, a series about your character, Okoye. And Marvel keeps it kind of tight. Marvel, you know about these rumors, right? You've heard about these rumors. You know people know about this, right? Can you tell us anything more about that? Can you confirm that there will be an Okoye spinoff? What can you say, Danai Gurira?
Steven!
Come on. Come on.
I have been told that I can gently allude to this possibility. So, I am gently alluding. Just gently.
You gently alluding is the Marvel version of a full Monty. I can't believe I got anything out of you. Well, okay, so walking. Okay, so that there's a spinoff. Here's. Okay, that's definitely happening. Take it to the bank.
Gentle.
But here's another one right here. This is Walking Dead fans are excited to see you post this photo teasing pre-production for a spinoff about your and Andrew Lincoln's characters for Walking Dead. Coming out next year. Anything you can tell us? Anything?
That I can strongly allude to.
I can strongly allude to that. The photo is a strong allusion right there.
It's pretty strong. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we're in pre-production right now. We are well underway. It's been a really interesting journey. What to expect? Now I go back to gentle. In the sense that it is going to be what we've called an epic love story, and these two characters were separated, as we know or don't, but they were separated, and so we're bringing them back together, but we don't know how. We've lost Rick Grimes. We don't know where he's been. What's mm-hmm. happened to him? She never doubted that he might still be alive, and so we'll see. A lot of pieces of the puzzle are going to be figured out.
We have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more Danai Gurira, everybody. Stick around.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey, we're back with the star of Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Danai Gurira. I'm excited about this. The past summer, you starred as Richard III in Richard III for Shakespeare in the Park.
Yes.
I really wish I had been able to see this. You know, it's one of my favorite plays. Did you ever imagine that this would be a part that would be offered to you?
No, I did not. When I got the phone call, it was Oscar Eustace, who's a dear friend, and he's the head of the Public Theater. And I've done Shakespeare in the Park before, literally a decade ago. And it's usually, my time schedules, everything just never worked out. And so I thought he was about to say something. I was getting ready to say, Oscar, I can't, you know, it's time. But then he said Richard III, and I was stumped. I was speechless. I couldn't even believe that was what he was offering me. Oh. And I just couldn't say no. It was like, you know, it's not often a girl gets to play a bad guy. You know?
Yeah, one of the best of the bad guys.
He's such a bastard.
How was the
It was so fun. He's so fun. I miss him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I really wish I could have seen it. That would have been extraordinary.
Well, I mean, they PBS did record it. If you ever
watch.
Yeah, this will be on Great Performances. I think in May.
I've got one more question before I can let you go, and that is, I found out that you and I have something in common.
Yes.
And that is, we were both cast in episodes of Law & Order Criminal Intent in 2004. And I understand that was your first TV job.
My first job. Thank you, Law & Order.
What do you remember about that?
I was very thankful because I was very broke. And I was just out of grad school down the road at Tisch. And so yes. I was very, very happy. And I remember I was playing a nurse. And she was Zimbabwean, which I am. So I thought that was really cool. Mm-hmm. But they'd given her last name. It was a first name. Like that last name, that it would never be a last name.
It would be like a last name, it would be Jennifer or something.
Exactly,
like that.
Exactly. Yes. It's like your name is Stephen Jennifer. Like, it's like, yeah. Like, so I could not. I was not going on my first job, I was not gonna walk up to the writers of Law & Order and say, excuse me, I'm actually Zimbabwean, and no. I just said, I'm just happy to be here. I am Nurse Jenny Rumbizai, and I will do whatever you say. I'm so thankful to Law & Order.
I actually did talk to the writers after my episode, and
oh,
I
really?
Played the murderer. Uh-huh. And spoiler, I'm the murderer. If you haven't seen it, it's been out for 18 years. But I went up to her, and I said, hey, well, thanks so much. It was really a pleasure. And he goes, and I played a 40-year-old guy who lived with his mom who kills a woman through the mail with a lie bomb and
oh, wow.
forges checks for a living. And she goes, I thought of you when I wrote it.
Well,
I was so grateful.
Just be thankful, right?
Law & Order. Lovely to see you.
You too.
Black Panther Wakanda Forever is now in theaters and available to stream on Disney Plus on February 1st. It's Danai Gurira, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey, everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though. Because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.